new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Number two underway here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Glad you're with us. Let's go straight back to the telephone and talk with Catherine in Montana. Catherine, how are you tonight?
Hi. A little bit sore there. To the people in the chat room, hello, but I had to leave. I have some information that I'd like to pass along to gun owners and strong supporters of the Second Amendment. If they will go to www.gunowners.org, which is the website for Gun Owners of America, they will see some new alerts there where Representative Virgil Good to the Bush White House, withdraw your brief. This is about an important gun issue. And the other one is another link that just came on since I was spreading the word earlier tonight, which says more pressure needed to convince Bush to withdraw the brief. This is the big thing that's with the Supreme Court and so forth and so on. The other link that I would like to tell people about came, well, it's not a link, but it's a meeting that is going to be held in Bozeman. It's regarding the firearms weapons policy for Montana State University in Bozeman, Montana. This meeting is going to be held February 5th, 2008 at 10 a.m. in the conference room of the Dean of Students' Office in the lower level of Strand Union Building. The person to contact there for information is Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, C, as in cat, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, legal counsel. The telephone number there at the university is 406-994-4570. 406-994-4570. The name is Leslie C. Taylor. And this is going to bring a lot of people together, including the Montana Shooting Sports Association man, I'm pretty sure, Gary Marbut, fine man, to remind them of a meeting that is going to discuss the Montana State University's new weapons policy, where a lot of us wrote about and complained, and now this is coming about. So there are two things to contact: Bush and the Montana State University regarding this other issue, so they don't leave innocent people unarmed.
Right.
And as far as the rest of it goes, we're all working hard in all of our own causes, so it's not all lip service. We're spreading the word about Ron Paul and all other issues.
I'm going to have Manny put you on hold and take those phone numbers down in case somebody wants them. They can call and get them, so don't hang up. Manny, go and grab that information from her. If you would, we'll come back with more here on the other side of the Young Guns Roundtable here on the Midnight Rider.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
You have not fallen, then I would not have found you. Angel flying too close to the ground.
800-313-9443 if you want to join us. Tonight it's the Young Guns Roundtable, and we've been, in the first hour, pretty much have talked about the economy. And Ron Paul the other day on the 24th came out with a solution to the economic problems of the country. He's laid it out on his website at ronpaul2008.com. If you've not seen it, go over and take a look at it. It's a comprehensive plan of tax relief, and I think it's measured, gentlemen. Whereas opposed to just turning the lights out on everything, Ron Paul sees some wisdom in starting slow and just as opposed to just yanking it all out, turning the lights out, saying the party's over. Doug, what are your thoughts about Ron Paul's economic plan, and what do you think, if he's president, he could do for this country?
Well, I think the biggest thing that he's doing, and if he became president, he could do, is expose the Federal Reserve, expose the fact that we can't afford this. We don't have the money to fund this global war on terror, this global policing. We just don't have the cash. We don't have the liquidity to do it. And, I love what Ron Paul says. You know, it's not so much what one man can do. It's changing the perception of what government should be doing. And if we got rid of the income tax, that'd be great. But we have to cut spending. And until we can get the American people to wake up to the fact that we don't need to fund this huge nanny state, we don't need all these federal agencies that are are doing nothing for the American people, you know, then we can actually get back to actually resizing the government and being able to fund the necessary mechanisms that we need to actually have a good government. And that's the problem. I think that he's doing such a great job exposing that, and that's the biggest thing out there is, you know, people are starting to question the Federal Reserve. We have people like Cramer on his Mad Money show, you know, calling for the investigation of the Federal Reserve. And I think that's the biggest thing, is he's drawing light to these issues. And in light of the current economic situation that the United States is in, I think that his message is a great beacon of light for these people that are disenfranchised with the Republicans and the Democrats alike.
Yeah, Lee, your thoughts?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, I saw the Ron Paul economic plan, and it makes a lot of sense. But, of course, are we ever going to see that implemented? You know, probably not. I mean, unless he gets elected to be president, and then you get a bunch of people in Congress who actually understand what's going on. I mean, it's kind of an uphill battle. But, you know, the basic plan that he laid out made a lot of sense, getting rid of Sarbanes-Oxley, you know, substantial tax reduction, improving monetary policy. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that has to be done. But the foremost problem is, of course, the monetary system. That's something that really needs to be addressed. And nobody else is even willing to even talk about. They're brainwashed all this Keynesian economic theory that really doesn't work. And a lot of people in the United States in general just are ignorant on the Austrian theory of economics, in which you have a sound monetary system based off of hard assets. So, you know, it's really an uphill battle, but, you know, we got to start somewhere.
Well, you raised the point of hard assets. Do we have any hard assets? I think that's a question that's now being raised. You've got a group of folks, I think it's the GATA, that are going and wanting an audit of the, or at least asking for, making a FOIA request to get information on how much gold we actually have, and is it ours, or does it belong to somebody else? And I find that very timely, because, I mean, if we got a dollar crashing, we're going to need to know exactly what we do have. I mean, if we're sitting here broke as a joke, tell us now.
Oh, yeah, Mike. I mean, absolutely. I've been following GATA, Gold Antitrust Action Committee, for a long time now, and they've done a lot of work exposing how central banks have actually dumped gold into the market in order to suppress the gold price. And, of course, there's all sorts of questions about if we even have gold at Fort Knox. And I went over this on my radio show earlier today. But basically what happened was, is back in the 1930s, FDR confiscated all the gold as part of a plan to revitalize the economy. It was a phony solution to the problem. They just provided that excuse to take the gold. They brought it to Fort Knox, and all this gold that was the American people's gold, that hasn't been audited in over 40 to 50 years. So, I mean, if they haven't done an audit in that amount of time, I think it's pretty clear that either the gold has been sold to foreigners, it's not there, or there's a number of things that are wrong with America's gold reserve. So that really needs to be addressed. GATA has actually got this ad that they're putting out there in the Wall Street Journal, which I hope will have some effect and make people aware of the situation. Because CNBC, they don't want to bring on the GATA people. They don't want to bring on people talking about this for obvious reasons. And, well, they're actually part of the problem, so that's why they're not going to talk about it. But it is a key issue. We have to find out what's going on with the gold reserves.
You know, Michael, as far as hard assets are concerned, there's been a lot of talk here, you know, about a digital gold standard. Where, you know, they say the gold is here, but everything is done paperless. And it almost raises the question, is there any need for them to, you know, if the dollar crashes, is there any need for them to actually mint a currency such as the Amero, or could the Amero be completely digital?
Well, that's the tough question, because right now the ones and zeros, people have a hard time with ones and zeros in certain crisis situations. But there's also something called e-gold, which is where you invest your money in a situation where your currency is gold, but it is ones and zeros. And some people buy it, some people don't. But the fact is that, you know, you're talking about Fort Knox, and I honestly don't think that there's any gold in Fort Knox. Like, just like when the British went to the EU, they handed over a good amount of their gold to Brussels for safekeeping because they were merging their currencies with theirs. So I do think that that money is gone, and the American people are going to have to get to the fact that we're absolutely broke. And then the PIP that the IMF is going to run on us, along with these sovereign wealth funds, with those snatch up telcos and water districts and such, they're going to strip this country dry.
Oh, I think undoubtedly. I mean, as I said earlier, the for sale sign is certainly out here. And I mean, you've got the Chinese with a 10% stake in Citibank. Dubai has got a stake now in the NASDAQ. And you've got the federal government coming back and saying that these aren't national security problems. I'm with, whoa, hang on a minute. Our monetary system and our markets are not part a national security issue, and you're allowing these people to come in and take control of it. I mean, to me, that's a no-brainer that it certainly deals with national security. It deals with our security. But Lee, you on your program tonight and last night, I played the clip as well of Henry Kissinger in Davos at this economic meeting, and basically there is no concern whatsoever of what's going on in this country. It's how any type of economic crisis around the world slows down globalization. It seems that these guys want this globalization to happen just as quick as possible. You've got Gordon Brown, the new prime minister in England, that's running around the world now, just out and out calling for a new world order. It seems that they really want to fast track this at this point.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know what's interesting? Like somebody was saying that I made that whole story up about all Gordon Brown calling for a new world order and what have you, because there's a link that was broken on my website. And I mean, all you got to do is go to Google News, search for new world order, and you'll see dozens upon dozens of articles in which Gordon Brown is calling for a new world order. He's calling for a transformation of global government, a transformation of the United Nations, all these global government institutions. I mean, the new world order is here. I mean, we have all these global government institutions that are around us. It's just the media here doesn't talk about them. It's almost like they mention them, but they almost act like they don't even exist. And it's interesting right. You mentioned Henry Kissinger, because when I heard that clip on CNBC, I had to play it on my show, because the guy has absolutely no regard for the United States of America. He cares not about national sovereignty. They just look at this whole thing in terms of how fast they can get their global government 100% in place, how fast they can have a global currency, how fast they can centralize control. They care not about the United States. They care not about the American people. And that's what people, especially here in America, have to understand. These people are not looking out for our best interests.
No, not at all. And, Doug, that's the amazing thing. I mean, how these people, like criminals, like out-and-out criminals like Henry Kissinger, traitors like John McCain, are lauded in this country as great heroes and great Americans. To me, that is just it's pure insanity, but it just shows you how well the propaganda actually works.
Well, you know, the American people have been repeatedly lied to for so long that when somebody comes along and actually exposes the truth or actually, you know, questions the status quo, they're considered to be radicals, to be leftist kooks. But I mean, just listen to Henry Kissinger. He has no regard for the United States whatsoever. He has no qualms with destroying the dollar and destroying the nest eggs of each and every one of these people that are living paycheck to paycheck on Social Security, that probably think that he's a wonderful man. And I think that's why it's so imperative that we expose these people for the crooks and the criminals and the traitors that they are, because if we allow them to continue to keep up this facade that they are the heroes and that they are the saviors for the United States, then we are headed in for a lot of bad times. We have to expose this, because they might end up doing a lot of bad things here in the United States. They might end up blowing out the economy. It's definitely looking that way. And if they are able to grandstand as the saviors by bringing in this Amero, by bringing in the North American Union, a Pan American Union, we're doomed. That's what we have to do, is expose them for what they are.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We've got this clip of Ron Paul asking John McCain about the economy, this plunge protection team. And I want you to see exactly the type of people that we're dealing with here. This guy didn't know about the plunge protection team from Adam. You made Miss South Carolina Junior Miss look smart. Come back with more in just a minute, including Jake in Louisiana. Don't go anywhere.
Warring the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Midnight Rider. Manny, I think that bumper's in there twice. We need to have it pulled out the second time. I love Willie, but not twice. 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. And it's the Young Guns Roundtable tonight. All right, here's this clip with John McCain and Ron Paul. Ron Paul gets the opportunity to ask John McCain a question. He asks it about the plunge protection team. And McCain has no clue what this guy's even talking about. And, I mean, there's a – I mean, somebody even got a screen capture of his face last night, and it's incredible. The guy is just absolutely clueless. Oh, he knows about blowing stuff up. But when it actually, you know, monetary policy or anything like that, and these are the type of people we're trying to elect. Here's this clip now.
For one of your colleagues on stage.
My question is for Senator McCain. This is an economic question that I want to ask. It has to do with the President's Working Group on Financial Markets. I'd like to know what your opinion is of this and whether you would keep it in place, what their role would be, if you or you would get rid of this group. And if you kept the group, would you make sure we would see some sunlight and know what they're doing and how they're being involved in our markets?
Well, obviously, we'd like to see more sunshine But I, as president, as every other president, rely primarily on my Secretary of the Treasury, on my Council of Economic Advisors, on the head of that. I would rely on a circle that I have had developed over many years of people like Jack Kemp, Phil Graham, Warren Rudman, Pete Peterson, and the Concord Group. I have a process of leadership, Ron, that is sort of an inclusive one that I have developed, a circle of acquaintances and people that are supporters and friends of mine who I've worked with for many, many years.
So you'd get rid of
you remember group? Back in 1982 when Phil Graham and Warren Rudman and Graham Latta and all of those people got the first real tax cuts done, the real first real restraints in taxes. I was there. You were there. And I rely on those people to a much larger degree than any, quote, formal organization, although the Secretary of Treasury is obviously one of the key and important posts that I would have.
Senator, thank you.
Thank you there. Michael Vail, you got comments about Johnny Mac?
Well, I guess McCain doesn't have a cochlear implant like Mitt Romney, but a wireless one. But, you know, Ron Paul said sunlight, and he's like, we'd like to see some more sunshine. I go on walks every day. But he has no idea about the plunge protection team and their effect on the markets and how they were established by Reagan. I mean, McCain basically was sort of walking through the park on that one and throwing out a few names and acting like he knew about economics, but but he tried, and his attempt was pretty weak.
Yeah, indeed it was. And the subject of the little earpiece in Mitt Romney, there's stuff going all over the web right now that Romney was being coached during the debate, because there's one place where he's asked a question and you hear somebody say, "No raising taxes," as if they're in his ear, and he's standing there very, very – and I noticed that last night. He looked very, very strange throughout the debate. He was very, very stiff. He never was relaxed like he had been in the past. Doug, did you notice that?
I sure did. He seemed very tense, and that his answers were somewhat rehearsed. And he was, it really seemed like he was trying to listen to somebody feeding him information. The fact of the matter is that John McCain, Mitt Romney, they are just puppets. They have no idea what's going on with the U.S. economy. Any of the rest of the candidates on the Republican side, and the Democratic for that matter, are just politicking and just using regurgitated, nationalized comments. I don't know. We do need a little sunlight on this situation, but I'm going to, let the, my group and my panel think about these issues. But, to the average listener, I think that John McCain might have actually done pretty well. Because, for that matter, I think that, people like us, we realize that John McCain has no idea about the economy whatsoever. But, he's placating to a dumbed-down public that probably buys into a lot of the propaganda and is still caught in the left-right paradigm. So, I don't know if he really necessarily did so bad, but it's definitely atrocious. And it just shows if we do have John McCain somehow become president of the United States, that we are definitely doomed economically.
Well, it goes back to the fact we laud these people as great individuals and heroes. John McCain, Henry Kissinger. I mean, the list is a mile long of people that are looked upon as great Americans when, in fact, they're nothing but thugs and criminals.
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, basically, when I was watching the debate last night, I felt like I was watching a bunch of cartoon characters up there. It even looked real. Mitt Romney, he looked like, he was just reading off these talking points, and then, of course, that clip where it appears that he's being coached throughout the debate. It doesn't surprise me. Nothing surprises me anymore. These people are just up there. They're a bunch of puppets. They're just stooges for the people who actually run things behind the scenes. And, there is no difference between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. It's all smoke and mirrors. All these people work for the establishment. And in case anybody has any reservations about that, look what they're doing with the FISA bill. Harry Reid is pushing that thing through for Bush and Cheney. Yep. For Cheney. Yeah, it's disgraceful.
Yeah, it certainly is. Back in a minute with more. Jake, You're first up on the other side of the break. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, home of mine. Straddled that Greyhound and rode him into Raleigh and on across Carolina. Had motor trouble to turn into a struggle halfway across Alabama. Well, a hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown. Run away up on me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking in the New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little about me and I won't let the poor boy down.
All right, back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and RBN has a new sponsor. It's the freeze-dry guy. John Moore's been talking about this guy for years. And the freeze-dry guy is advertising on RBN. Freeze-dry foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With freeze-dry guy, freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. There's never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy of long-storing foods and preparedness supplies. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. visit www.freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy. Say that three times fast. Freeze Dry Guy pays the freight within the lower 48 states. And when you drop by the freezedryguy.com, tell them you heard about it here on RBN. To Jake in Louisiana we go. Jake, thanks for holding. Welcome to the Midnight Rider. You're on, sir.
Good evening, Mike.
Good evening.
You ready for the weekend?
I'm always ready for the weekend.
I was calling in about that clown that called in last hour complaining that our campaign wasn't bringing out all of the positive aspects of Social Security reform and so on. And it occurred to me that the biggest enemy of the American people today is the news media. If the people knew that there was no money in any Social Security trust funds, they would be questioning the situation now. Mm-hmm. But what we have is a dumbed-down population where the people drawing Social Security think it's money being taken out of an account that they paid into, where in actuality there are no Social Security trusts with any funds in them. And our children are paying the Social Security for my generation. And for Ron Paul to be able to explain that to the elderly in a few minutes, you know, in a 60-second commercial is absolutely impossible.
It is indeed. It is indeed, because the issues are very complicated.
Right. Well, our biggest enemy is the news media, because they have diseducated the population such that first you have to educate the population, and then you have to explain the views. And how are we going to do that?
You're right. More and more people are getting their information on the internet, but sadly, the core group that votes is still watching television.
Right.
And what Ron Paul's going to have to do, and a lot of people have been saying this, if he's going to get his message out to people where they're going to understand it and understand who he is and what he stands for, the guy's got to rent some time on some television stations, not a minute, not 2 minutes, but a minimum of 30 minutes, and sit down and just start talking to people.
I'm hoping that they'll do that. I really am. I don't know what the plans are, but I really do hope that they're going to do some of that, because that's what we really need.
And we've got to convince these young kids to get out and vote. I mean, they're working hard for him. There's a lot of young kids that are out campaigning for him, but it's just getting this age group out to the polls. I mean, many a campaign has turned on the hope of the young folks getting out, and historically they just haven't. And if we can get young people out to vote, that could certainly turn things, and maybe this will be a different year and different era. Because there's a lot of young people out there, Jake, that understand that, hey, right, there's not going to, you know, I'm paying into this system, I'm not going to get anything out of it.
You're probably right. But one of the, something else I'm observing is I think Ron Paul is getting a lot more of the vote than is being shown, too. Here in Louisiana, when all the Republican candidates except Ron Paul align their whole campaigns against Ron Paul, and still I think he beat them, with that kind of opposition and crooked opposition, I think the actual vote for Ron Paul is being underreported by a significant amount.
Well, we're certainly going to find that out in New Hampshire.
That's
for sure. We're going to find out if that's the case. And, Jake, I appreciate the call. Very, very good points. Lee, you got comments?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what he said about the news media is 100% correct. And just to reiterate, when the couple callers called in the first hour saying that we're some kids running a website or whatever, I don't think he understands how much of an impact the alternative media has. I mean, our sites, like I was saying before, Doug's site is getting more traffic than Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity, and mine's pretty close. I mean, we're having a major impact in the alternative media. I mean, there's also lots of other big alternative news websites that do far more traffic than anything the establishment media is putting out in terms of certain people, a lot of backing, a lot of money backing behind them. So, I mean, I think we really have to go after the establishment media And that's why myself, Doug, and Michael, that's why we're doing these websites. I mean, we all work full-time jobs here. It's not like we're some kids just off the street just putting up a website. You know, we have a real purpose behind what we're doing. We do this in our spare time. And you know what? If somebody doesn't like what we're doing, my advice is that you just get off up your ass and you do something yourself, because everybody has a place in this fight, and that's really where we need to start looking at this thing.
Yeah, I've said this before. I think people need to take their talents and use them. If your talent is getting out and talking to people, then go do it. If your talent is writing, then sit down and start writing. If your talent is music, then write some music and play it and perform it. If your talent is building a website and hounding news, then by all means, go out and hound some news and put it on your website. And that's the thing that we've got to do, is everybody's got to jump in. There's nobody going to dish out orders. It's just time that everybody goes and does their part. And no matter how small that is, or how small it's perceived, it's a huge thing, because if you just get one person, to understand what's going on, you've done your job. I had some kids call in to my afternoon show. They're like 14, 15 years old. And they're listening. I mean, they're listening every day to what we have to say, and they're learning, and they're hanging out in the chat rooms, and they're finding out information. And you know, they're kind of clumsy and that kind of thing. But hey, you know, those are the people that we need. We've got to be hitting. We got to be hitting the kids. We got to be hitting those in college. We need to be hitting some grandmas and grandpas, moms and dads. I mean, it's everybody out there needs to be hearing this information. And any way we can get it out, we've got to. That's why I've been so keen on these micros. Lee, I know you're keen on them. Getting these things up so we can get information out to people, and we can take on the media in their own front yard. And yeah, we can absolutely. Do that. That changes the ballgame right there.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. I mean, we have to take over the media, and that's what we're trying to do with this. You know, I mean, this is the ultimate goal. It's to take over the media, just like these Ron Paul meetup groups are trying to take over the GOP. They're slowly starting to take over the system. I mean, if we can take over the media and we can take over the GOP, we'll have a huge impact without any violence taking place. I think that's far more preferable than just going out to Congress and start shooting people like I'm sure some people want to do. I mean, that's not going to resolve anything at this point. We have an opportunity to resolve this in a nonviolent manner. I suggest we at least try to do it before we look at all these other different methodologies in trying to solve this. I mean, we still haven't descended into absolute complete tyranny yet. We still can eat, you know, we still can drive around, we still can move around fairly freely, we still have somewhat of a free speech. I mean, it isn't that bad. So, you know, we still have a chance to reverse this before it does become violent. So I suggest we at least try.
Yeah. You know, guys, one thing I did hear last night at the debate, they had a free speech zone set up. Ron Paul supporters and firefighters from New York City had come down to protest Rudy Giuliani. Two bad things happened. First, the free speech zone was set up with the fence. The second bad thing that occurred, that Ron Paul supporters actually went inside the damn thing. What? That blew my mind.
It blows my mind too, Mike.
I am a free speech zone.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah, you know, I understand why they might have gone in there, just because, you know, they want to speak their mind, and unfortunately that's the status quo is.
Yeah, but the free speech zone's down the block, out of sight of everybody. I mean, that's the way it's done. No, my right to free speech is not going to be abridged or infringed upon, and so I am a free speech zone wherever I'm at. I mean, I just don't understand why people are going to submit themselves to that when they themselves, we're talking about freedom, liberty, and being governed by the Constitution, and at the very first turn, where do they go? In the fence.
Yeah, you know, get out there and scream. You know, just use your voice. You have the freedom of speech, and if they arrest you, that makes for a great YouTube video.
Oh, yeah, and in fact, there were hundreds of people down there, and they all went. Instead of saying, no, I don't think so, and what you going to do about it? You know, tase me, bro. I mean, go ahead. We got cameras rolling. You'll be on TV tonight.
Well, yeah. I mean, what I kind of think that we have to do here is that we can't be afraid of these people. Look, I've gone way past the point of being afraid of the New World Order or any of these people that are part of the establishment. And we just got to stop having fear. I mean, that's why I'm doing this show. That's why I'm getting actively involved with all this stuff. And, you know, this stuff is real, okay? I mean, this is real stuff. I mean, there are a lot of people that don't want this information to get out there. But the more and more people that just say, hey, you know what, the hell with it. The hell with what these people might do to me. Let's just go out there and we'll just do it. You know, the better off we'll all be. And then it'll just be a cascading effect. It'll be a snowball effect. It'll just keep going and going until eventually nobody has anything to lose if they speak out against what's going on. And that's really what we need to have happen.
Michael, you want to throw your two cents in?
Yeah, absolutely. The fact is that if you're a Ron Paul supporter, then you support the Constitution. The Constitution urges you to speak your mind wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And no matter, you know, what some pot-bellied sheriff or whatever might tell you to go to the free speech zone, you know, if you're Ron Paul supporter, then you understand the Constitution, and it's your duty to wholeheartedly reject the idea of a free speech zone. And if they do arrest you, like you say, it makes for a good YouTube video, and sue the hell out of them.
Well, and here in every case, courts have ruled that those free speech zones are a violation of the Constitution, and everybody that they arrest that doesn't go into the free speech zone usually walks away with a nice little settlement.
Yeah,
I mean, this thing's been it's been litigated, and if your local Barney Fivestone understand the Constitution, hey, give them a copy of one. And while you're
we actually had people, you know, put Ron Paul signs in their yard, and right now they're really cracking down on this on the signs. And you know, if you go to jail, you sue them, you make an example out of these people at every turn, and they'll stop doing this crap.
Oh yeah, I mean, just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. It's like the couple. Where was it, in Georgia? They'd put up a flag outside upside down, and it had taped something to it to explain why they had done it. Cop comes to the door, doesn't have any authority to come inside. They go to close the door. He tries to break in, and the owner of the home, the man, he takes the cop down and commences to put smackdown on him. And nothing they can do because the guy had no reason to be in their home. They arrested him and all that, but hey, he's out, and they were in the wrong. I mean, this, you know, we can't let them continue to do this, because if they feel like they can take an inch, then they're going to take a mile. And right now they're loving this. They got cameras everywhere. They're surveilling us everywhere. I mean, you and I, we've talked about technology where they can see what your wife's doing in the shower. I mean, my gosh. I mean, what's next? But to go into a cage when you know the very thing you're fighting for is to have people, the government work inside of the Constitution instead of outside of it. And the first thing you do is haul your happy butt to the fence. I don't think so. Not at all. Jim in New York, thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you this morning?
We're doing good. How are you?
Not too bad. Speaking of the mainstream media, the New York Times today, I heard, endorsed Hillary Clinton and John McCain.
What a slap to Giuliani, huh?
Oh, well, Giuliani, come on. That's a whole nother, topic for another day, isn't it? You can do a whole show on this guy.
Yeah.
What I find amusing is the first thing I thought of, I happened to catch that, and I said, well, of course they're going to endorse both of them because they both think exactly the same. There's no difference between either one of them.
Yeah, exactly. You know, because there is no difference between Democrats and Republicans. They're all the same. There's a bill in front of Congress, guys, right now called the Enumerated Powers Act. And this isn't the first time this bill has shown up. What this bill is designed to do is that if it's passed into law, it requires Congress, every piece of legislation that's introduced, to give its constitutional authority for this piece of legislation. Where if enacted it according to the Constitution, it would be valid here or it would be valid there. Therefore, if it's not valid according to the Constitution, the bill can't be introduced, nor can it be passed. There are only 38 co-sponsors of this bill in the House and none in the Senate. And there's 535 members in Congress. Now, that is patently sad. And it shows you how out of control these people are.
Well, sure. I mean, 99% of the legislation that passes through the Congress and Senate is very much unconstitutional. And, you know, I mean, nothing would get passed, Mike.
No. No. Jim, any other thoughts?
Well, you know, I'm just I've just been keeping my, you know, my eyes open and my ears open on what the media has been telling us about all the candidates. And it's just unbelievable how Ron Paul's name is just never brought up. That really irks me, and I'm sure I speak for a lot of people. I mean, the guy has common sense things to say. They're throwing ridiculous questions at him. I've heard you know, that clip a couple of times about the Republican Party, what was he? He's going to break away from the Republican Party because they won't stand behind him and things. I mean, they're really just, they're making a fool out of this guy. I just hope he turns, you know, I hope he turns around at some point soon. You know, I hope he's got some strategy there or something that he's holding on to, that things are going to turn around. Because I'll tell you, he's the only candidate that is worth voting for. He's the only person that I've seen come along in a long time that may actually make a difference in this country. So,
yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. Jim, thanks for the call. We're going to grab a break here. Come back. Final few words in our final segment for the week here in just a couple minutes on the other side. It's the Young Guns Roundtable tonight here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't forget, Tuesday night, we'll have Tom James, the hemp guy, the hempusa.org guy. And he'll be on the program with us. We're going to talk about hemp, its uses, industrial hemp, how it can be used to build and run your car, all kinds of stuff. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back around just around the corner.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
There's a man with a gun over there.
Final few minutes here for the week on the Midnight Rider. Thanks so much for listening this week. And, guys, we've got Florida coming up here in, I guess, next Tuesday. What are Ron Paul's chances? Lee, first with you.
I think he'll do pretty well. At least I hope he will. I mean, it seems like that he has a decent amount of support down there. So, I mean, I'm hoping that he'll get at least around 10 to 15% of the vote. Of course, I'm not exactly sure what the voting machines are down there, if they're using the electronic voting machines or any of that stuff. So that's always going to play a role. But from what I've heard, that he's got a lot of support down in the meetup groups in Florida. So I'd like to see a third-place finish. I think that's definitely possible. But, of course, you know, it's hard to say because I thought he was going to do a lot better in New Hampshire, and we're still trying to figure that out. So hopefully he'll get third, and that's kind of where I'm hoping and where I think we might see him finish.
Yeah, Doug, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'd like to see him do well. I think that if the vote isn't rigged and they don't have any complications like they did in New Hampshire, that a third place finish is very tangible. You know, with Super Tuesday coming up, Florida, I think Ron Paul's going to do really well. And if he just hangs in there, the rest of these guys like Giuliani, they're going to drop off like flies. They're running out of money. Huckabee's broke. If he just hangs in there, you know, he's going to be able to have that platform. They're not going to be able to ignore him any longer. And hopefully, like the caller earlier was talking about, he can have a little time to talk about Social Security and how he wants to keep it for the elderly, but the young people like all of us guys that have no chance of seeing it can opt out. And I think that's why he needs a little bit more time to clarify his message, and hopefully that'll come out of Florida.
Michael?
Well, in my particular county in Florida, they are using diebold, basically touchscreen machines. But as it is right now in Florida, you have to take into account the many little old ladies and grandmothers and grandfathers who are really concerned about their Social Security, and it really needs to make that clear. But despite all of that, I still think he will do fairly well, far better than Giuliani, and I'm going to go ahead and go on a lark and say second place.
Wow, no kidding! I know they've worked hard down there, and you're down there in Florida. From what I'm understanding, there's Ron Paul signs absolutely everywhere.
Oh, even in my small town, they're like pasted everywhere, and there's numerous Ron Paul banners everywhere. The fact is, the campaign needs to spend the money and do the work, and the grassroots will do the rest.
Yeah, I think, you know, just what the grassroots has done so far, guys, has been pretty phenomenal. They've gotten him over 100,000 votes. I mean, that's a quarter of what he got as a Libertarian in 88. I think he walked away with 400,000 votes. So, you know, to be over 100,000 votes now, this early into it, is big. Plus, you know, I think the overriding thing is the message that he's there. And he's getting the message of liberty and freedom and a government within the Constitution. I think that's the key thing because, again, we've got all these meetup groups out there that are serious about taking over the Republican Party. And they are working hard to do that. Matter of fact, I'm going to try to get a show together next week with some of the meetup groups where we're going to talk about exactly some of the things and strategies that they're looking at doing. Guys, thanks. We're out of time. Thanks for being on the show. Lee, real quick, give everybody your website.
Sure, it's ruralgovernment.com. It's updated every day, all sorts of news and information, so check it out.
And Michael, you're in the tech field, your website?
thought-criminal.org, plenty of Orwellian police state information.
All right, Doug, real fast, yours.
BlacklistedNews.com, the best in alternative news out there. Go by, you can check out all the sites directly from the front page.
There you go. All right, folks, we're out of here. You guys have a great week and a great weekend. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you back here Monday night.